So, we're looking at strange doctrines, diverse strange doctrines that the Mormons teach. Yeah. Read again Hebrews 39. Yeah? Be not cared about with diverse and strange doctrines. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein.
Hebrews
13, what,
Anna? 39, we already read it.
So here's another diverse and strange doctrine. Mormons believe that your own blood can atone for your sin.
ایمان دارن که خون خودتون میتونه قربانی گناهانتون
باشه. Yeah, atonement is being paying for some wrong that is done. Yeah, that's the idea behind it.
چی میگیم فارسیش؟ که جایگزین اشتباهی یه نفر دیگه باشه.
Yeah, when we think about
دیه یه نفر، دیه گناهت باشه.
Yeah, when we think about blood atonement.
وقتی میگیم کفاره خون.
Yeah, we normally think about the blood of Jesus.
معمولا وقتی میگیم کفاره خون میگیم خون عیسی مسیح که گناهان ما رو مجازات ما رو پرداخت کرد.
There is another blood atonement that the Mormons believe in.
اما یه کفاره خون دیگه هم هست که مورمون ها بهش اعتقاد دارن.
And they don't like to talk about it.
دوست ندارن به کسی بگن در موردش.
And that is that people can pay for their own sin with their own blood.
خودش میتونه با خون خودش گناهان خودش رو بپوشونه.
And again, if you bring this up, they will deny this.
So,
let me give you some quotes from their own writings.
This is from
their books, Doctrines of Salvation, chapter 1, page
133.
Yeah, if you want to look it up. But
men,
I'm just quoting. But men may commit certain grievous sins according to his light and knowledge. That will place him beyond. Sorry.
مرد انسان ممکنه گناهی بکنه انقدر بد باشه با دانشش.
Yeah, that will place him beyond the reach of the atoning blood of Christ.
که دیگه خون عیسی مسیح نمیتونه اون گناهشو بپوشونه.
If then he would be saved, he must make sacrifice of his own life to atone.
اون کسی که نجات پیدا کنه با اون گناهان بزرگ خودش باید با خون خودش قربانی بده که گناهانش پوشیده
شه. Yeah, so far as in his own power lies.
در حقیقت قدرت خودش.
For that sin.
برای اون گناه بزرگش.
For the blood of Christ alone under certain circumstances will not avail.
خون عیسی مسیح توی شرایطی کاملا گناهتو نمیپوشه.
Yeah. So to attain salvation,
برای به دست آوردن
after
نجاتت,
certain sins have been committed, yeah, the Mormons teach,
مرمون ها میگن,
the only way
تنها راه نجاتت,
to atone for that is with your own life.
کفارتو بدی که خون خودتو بد, زندگی خودتو بد.
So they say there are certain grievous sins that are not covered by the blood of Christ.
در حقیقت یه سری گناهانی هستن.
Solution,
خون عیسی مسیح کامل نشون نمیده.
Your own blood.
برای همین باید خونتو ریخته شه.
What kind of sins are they talking about, you might say. Again, listen to one of the leaders. This is from Journal of the Discourses, chapter 4, 49
to 51. Journal of the
We have those amongst us that are full of all manner of abominations. Those who need to have their blood shed. Yeah, for water will not do. And I mean baptism with that. Yeah, their sins are too deep to die. I believe that there are a great many. And if they are covenant breakers, we need a place designated where we can shed their blood. Brothers and sisters, we want you to repent and forsake your sins.
Yeah,
and you who have committed sins that cannot be forgiven through baptism, let your blood be shed. And let the smoke ascend
و اون دودی که بلند میشه
that the incense thereof may come up before God
که به عنوان بوی زیبایی باشه در حضور خداوند
as an atonement for your sins
به عنوان کفاره گناهان شما
yeah, and that the sinner's desire may be afraid
که در حقیقت گناه شما در حقیقت
Of course, first of all, baptism doesn't save you.
It
doesn't forgive sins to begin with. But did you notice that if you have some grievous sin, if you are a covenant breaker, you should be killed. So your blood will atone for your sins. And you go to heaven. Yeah, here's another one. Murder. This is from Joseph Smith. I am opposing to hanging. Even if a man kill another, I will shoot him or cut off his head, spill his blood on the ground, and let the smoke ascend thereof up to God.
من ضد اعدامم. اگر کسی اشتباه کرده یا سرش رو بزنید یا باشه لیک کنی که خونش ریخته شه.
Same phrasing. Yeah, this idea of this blood sacrifice before God.
خون باید ریخته شه.
For what?
خون برای چی باید ریخته شه؟ برای کفاره گناهانشون.
Yeah, adultery.
زنا.
Let me suppose a case. And this is, by the way, from Brigham Young.
Brigham Young, yeah, یک کسی
Journal and Discourses 3, page 247.
فصل دو.
Let me suppose a case. Suppose you found your brother in bed with your wife.
اگه برادر خودت رو با زن خودت پیدا کردی.
And put a javelin through both of them.
Javelin?
A javelin, like a spear.
یه دونه
kill them.
نیزه بزنی هم تو سینه برادرت هم.
You would be justified.
با هم دیگه یکی کنید.
And they would atone for their sins.
و اونها هم مجازات گناهشون رو پرداخت
کردن و به بهشت میرن. In the kingdom of God.
وارد ملکوت خدا میشن.
Yeah? You catch somebody in with acts of adultery. You kill them. And you're doing them a favor. Because now they can enter the kingdom of God. Yeah, and this is from the leaders of Mormonism. Yeah, that you can atone for your own sin with your own blood. Now you might wonder, does it ever happen? Answer yes. Yeah, because there are court cases where you have family members, even parents, killing their children and other family members, thinking they're doing the right thing. Yeah, thinking, after all, if I kill her or him, they will at least enter in the kingdom of God. Yeah, this is a very wicked satanic religion. Yeah, of course we know there's only one person who can atone for our sins, and that's through Jesus. Yeah, only the blood of Jesus atones for our sins. Yeah, 1 John 2:2. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
نه اول یوحنا 2:2 382
1 John 2:2
و اوس کفاره برای گناهان ما و نه گناهان ما فقط بلکه برای تمام جهان نیست.
Yeah, Jesus paid the price for all our sins.
کفاره همه گناهان ما.
Yeah, we are justified by his blood.
فقط با خون او.
Romans 5:9.
رومیان 5:9.
Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him.
247.
Romans 5:9.
و چقدر بیشتر الان که به خون او عادل شمرده شدیم به وسیله او از غضب نجات خواهیم یافت.
Yeah, the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ.
ریخته شدن خون عیسی مسیح.
It's the reason we can have forgiveness.
دلیل بخشش همه.
It's the reason why we can go to heaven.
دلیل رفتن به بهشتمونه.
Yeah, the shedding of the blood of some sinful human being. There's nothing before God. If the blood of Jesus is not applied to your life, if you're not saved, yeah, you will live in hell. Yeah, Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
4:12.
و در هیچ کس غیر از اون نجات نیست زیرا که نامی دیگر زیر آسمان به مردم عطا نشده که بدان باید ما نجات یابیم.
Yeah, there is no other way. You can't do anything yourself to attain salvation. The Bible says it's a gift by grace through faith. Here's another one that is not very popular among them now. A strange and diverse doctrine. And that is that Mormons believe that black-skinned people are inferior. Again, you talk with them about this, they will hide this. But they can't. Because it is in their writings and part of their fake history. Listen to this. This is from Journal of the Scorsese 10, page 110. Marriage to a person of black skin. Shall I tell you of the law of God in regard to the African race?
نباید بهتون بگم شریعت خداوند برای نسل آفریقایی ها.
If the white man who belongs to the chosen seed mixes his blood with the seed of Cain,
اگر سفید پوست خون خودش رو قاطی کنه، خونی رو که از قائن از اومده.
Yeah, the penalty under the law of God is death on the spot.
مجازات شریعت خداوند مرگ در حال حاضر.
This will always be so.
همیشه همین خواهد بود.
That's racism.
That's
racism on steroids.
Yeah.
You marry somebody with a black skin.
According
to Mormons, you're worthy of death. And this is Brigham Young saying this. Yeah, this is one of their founding fathers. Now, what is the story behind this?
Yeah,
fairy tale time is coming.
داره زمان yeah. میاد که افسانه
yeah. یه Once upon a time
یه روزی تو
on
دنیا
planet Kolob
در اون سیاره کلوب
yeah. the god that they blasphemously called Elohim
خدایی رو که کفرآمیز میگن Elohim
had many wives
زنهای زیاد
which
داشت.
Is another false doctrine, by the way.
Polygamy. Yeah,
the Bible says these two become one flesh, two. Not 13. And they had many spirit babies. The eldest sons, Lucifer and Jesus, which again is blasphemous. Yeah. They both wanted to be the savior of the planet. Of the planet Earth. Jesus won the vote. Lucifer was angry about that. He started a revolt. Remember, this is story time. This is not real. This is story time. This is what they believe.
Yeah.
One third of the spirits destined to go to Earth took his side, so the side of Satan.
But
Satan lost. As a result, Lucifer became the devil.
Lucifer شد شیطان امروزمون.
And with his demons, the one third.
و اون یک سوم اون دیوهاشون.
They will be denied human bodies forever.
و کلن بهشون بدن نخواهد داد.
But there was also another group. The group that was neutral, that didn't take sides.
اما یه گروه دیگه هم هست که نسل سمت قبول نکرده هنوز.
Yeah.
نه با لوسیفر بوده نه با عیسی اون وسط هم.
They would get human bodies,
اونا بدن میگیرن.
But with a black skin.
اما سیاه پوست.
Those who were on the side of Jesus,
اونایی که طرف عیسی بودن,
they would get human bodies with a white skin.
بدن میگیرن و سفید پوست خواهند.
So that's why they say black skin people,
برای همین میگن سیاه پوستا,
yeah, are inferior.
کمتر از انسان
yeah,
معمولی.
A cursed race.
یک نفرین شده یه نسل.
Now, of course, they have been trying to backpedal this.
دارن یه جورایی پاکش میخوان بکنن چون براشون داره مشکل میشه این
yeah, because this is just racism.
چون نجات پرستی امروز تو دنیا.
Yeah. Listen to the Book of Mormon, what it says here.
مورمون ها رو ببینید چی میگه بهمون.
Yeah, this is in Jacob 3:8.
یعقوب.
Yeah, it's not in the Bible.
3:8 کتاب مورمون.
Yeah. Oh my brethren, I fear that unless you shall repent of your sins, that their skins will be whiter than yours when you shall be brought with them before the throne of God.
What did you say?
Sorry. Oh my brethren,
oh, برادران من,
I fear that unless you shall repent of your sins, that their skins will be whiter than yours, when you shall be brought with them before the throne of God. So, does this not say that if you repent of your sins, that your skin will become more white? Yeah? Dark skin bad, white skin good. That's racist. Yeah, listen to another. This is from 2 Nephi 5:21. Again, that's not your Bible, that's the Book of Mormon. And he had caused a cursing to come upon them. Yeah, even a sore cursing.
Yeah,
because of their iniquity.
به خاطر کمبودشون.
For behold, they had hardened their hearts against him.
قلبشون رو سنگ کردن ضد خداوند.
That they had become like unto a flint.
شدن مثل flint.
Something that sets things on fire.
باعث مثل جرقه است.
Wherefore, as they were white,
با اینکه سفید بودن,
and exceeding fair and delightsome,
با اینکه خیلی سفید سفید بودن.
That they might not be enticing unto my people, the Lord God did cause a skin of blackness to come upon them.
که اون بلای سیاهی پوست رو نگیرن.
Yeah. This does not say that when you sin, yeah, the reason of sin is that your skin becomes darker. Of course, they try to explain this away. But this is what they believe. This is in their writings. Till 1970, no black person could be in a leadership position in the Mormon Church. I wonder why.
No,
because this is what they're teaching. Now, what does the Bible say?
Yeah.
Acts 17:26. And had made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and had determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation.
همه امت‌های بشر را از یک خون ساخت تا بر تمامی روی زمین مسکن گیرند و زمان‌های معین و حدود مسکن‌های ایشان را مقرر کرد.
We are of one blood.
هممون از یک خون هستیم.
Romans 2:11.
رومیان 2:12.
For there is no respect of person with God. There is no respect of persons with God.
زیرا نزد خدا طرفداری نیست.
Yeah, your skin color doesn't matter before God.
آره خداوند رنگ پوستت مهم نیست.
Yeah, Mormons are racist.
نجات پرستن.
Now let's look at the last verse, the verse of strange doctrine.
آخرین اعتقاد عجیب و غریب مورمون‌ها.
And that is their view of heaven and hell.
اعتقادشون در مورد بهشت و جهنمه.
Okay, let's first do another one. There's another one. First I want to talk about that Mormons believe in eternal marriage.
مورمون‌ها ایمان دارن به ازدواج ابدی.
Yeah, for them being married in the Mormon temple, yeah, is important.
تعمید گرفتن تو معبد مقدس مهمه.
Because this is one of those things that will help you end up in the highest level of heaven.
چون ازدواج مقدسی نتون شما رو به مقام بالاتر بهشت میرسونه.
Yeah, it's not just till death do us part.
نه تا زمانی که مرگ
مرا. It is marriage for eternity.
ازدواج تا
So if you say yes in a temple in their view, they think billions of years.
Yeah,
that's some commitment.
Now,
some of you, well, you might look at your spouse and think, I love this idea. Others maybe a little bit less. But listen what this means for women.
So
you are billions of years without end.
سالهای سالها تا
part of your husband's harem because he isn't a one wife.
حرم شوهرتون
خواهد. Yeah, they promote polygamy.
یه زن ندارن.
So
چند تا دارن.
You're one of the many.
شما یکی از اون حرم yeah, حرم
هستید. It's like Islam.
مثل اسلام میتونی چند زن داشته باشید.
And you're going to have spirit babies.
بعد از لحاظ روحانی نوزاد پیدا.
To populate your husband's planet.
که سیاره شوهرتون رو پر کنید.
That's what they believe. Yeah.
Now,
here's a verse that you can show Mormons.
Yeah.
Because that's what they believe. Yeah? And these are verses that help them to be triggered, hopefully, to start actually thinking again. Go to Matthew 22. Matthew 22. Yeah, read verses 23 till 28 for now. The same day came to him the Sadducees, which say that there is no resurrection, and asked him, saying, Master, Moses said, if a man die, having no children, his brother shall marry his wife, and raise up a seed unto his brother. Now, there were with us seven brethren, and the first one, he had married a wife, deceased, and have no issue, left his wife unto his brother. Likewise the second also, and the third unto the seventh. And last of all, the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife shall she be of the seven? For they all had her.
23 to 28 now. ای رهنمایان کور که پشه را صافی می‌کنید و شتر را فرو می‌برید وای بر شما ای کاتبان و فریسیان ریاکار، از آن رو که بیرون جان و بشقاب را پاک می نمایید و درون آن را مملو از حرص و ناپرهیزی است. ای فریسی کور، اول درون جان و بشقاب را پاک ساز تا بیرونش نیز پاک شود. وای بر شما ای کاتبان و فریسیان ریاکار، که جون مقبره های سفید شده می باشید که از بیرون نیکو می نمایید، اما درون آنها از استخوان های مردگان و سایر نجاسات پر است.
Now, of course, they're trying to trick Jesus, yeah? Now, what are they asking? Whose wife? To who will this wife be married in the resurrection? On earth, there were seven who had her.
Now,
listen to the answer. Jesus answered in 29:30. Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. For in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven.
Twenty-nine
and 30.
What did we read?
And everybody's thinking, what on earth is he talking about? Okay, read again, 23 till 28, if you didn't read it. Matthew 22, 23 till 28.
چون ایشان شنید متعجب شدند و او را واگذارده رفتند و در همان روز صدوقیان که منکر قیامت هستند نزد او آمده سوال نموده گفتند ای استاد، موسی گفت اگر کسی بی اولاد بمیرد میباید برادرش زن او را ازدواج کند تا نسلی برای برادر خود پیدا نماید. باری در میان ما هفت برادر بودند که اول زنی گرفته مرد و چون اولادی نداشت زن را به برادر خود ترک کرد و همچنین دومین و سومین تا هفتمین و آخر از همه آن زن نیز مرد. پس او در قیامت زن کدام یک از آن هفت خواهد بود، زیرا که همه او را داشتند؟ عیسی در جواب ایشان گفت گمراه هستید، از این رو که کتاب و قوت خدا را در نیافته اید، زیرا که در قیامت نه ازدواج می کنند نه ازدواج کرده می شوند، بلکه مثل فرشتگان خدا در آسمان می باشند.
You read till verse 30? Yeah, okay. Yeah, so it says here, or Jesus says here, yeah, you're not going to be married in the resurrection. Yeah, you err. You don't know the scriptures. Yeah, Mormons err and they don't know the scriptures. Or they do know the scriptures and they purposely twist them.
Yeah,
they have strange and diverse doctrines. Marriage is still death do as part. Now the last one. And then that is Mormons believe in three levels of heaven. Yeah. Now the first level they believe in, they say that's the celestial, which means the heavenly.
آسمانی.
Yeah, that's the place where Elohim, where the Mormon Jesus is.
عیسی مرمونی اونجاست.
Yeah, where the Holy Spirit is.
روح القدس اونجاست.
And if you're a good Mormon,
اگر مرمون خیلی خوب باشی,
yeah, doing the works, remember it's a works-based religion.
خوب مرمون رو انجام بدید.
Yeah, when you get baptized in a Mormon temple.
وقتی در معبد مقدس مرمون ها.
Yeah, when you got married in a Mormon temple.
و در معبد مقدس مرمون ها ازدواج کنی.
If you got all the brownie points.
و همه نکته های خوب و ستاره ها رو بگیری.
Yeah, this is where you go.
اون موقع تو هم به اونجا وارد خواهی شد.
Now, then they have the second level, second class. And that is the terrestrial. Yeah, which is like translated would be earthly. This is where, in general, good people will go. They're just blinded for the Mormon gospel. So this is where they go when they die. And then lastly, they have the celestial kingdom, which I don't have a translation for. Yeah, which is still in place that is better than anything here on earth. And this is where the bad people, the really bad people go. Now, you might ask, is there a hell?
شاید بگی آیا جهنمی وجود داره یا نه.
And the answer yes, they also talk about an outer darkness.
بله، جایی هست که تاریکی
بعدی. But virtually nobody goes there.
باز لحاظ روحانی هیچ کسی اونجا نمیره.
We'll go there.
کی میره اونجا؟
Mormons.
مورمون ها.
Yeah, we'll leave the Mormon church.
که کلیسای مورمون.
So if you apostate from the Mormon church, that's where you go to outer darkness.
اگر مورمون ها ردتون کردن میری تو تاریکی.
First of all, notice something. In the Mormon scenario, virtually everybody is saved and goes to some level of heaven. Yeah, which actually is another false doctrine.
Yeah,
this is a bonus false doctrine.
Yeah.
According to them, Muslims go to heaven, Buddhists, Hindus, atheists, you name it. They all end up in some level of heaven. Yeah, Hitler is to some level of heaven.
لرم تو یه جایی تو بهشت هست.
Yeah, you name the people.
نام ببرین همه اونایی که می‌بینید.
Now, let me give you a scripture that they need to explain.
Yeah,
that's another one. That's closer to home.
اونجا نزدیک‌تره به قلب.
That's closer to home. Go to Matthew 7.
متی فصل 7.
Go to Matthew 7.
متی فصل 7.
And read verses 13 and 14.
13 و 14.
Enter you in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
از در تنگ داخل شوید، زیرا فراخ است. آن در و وسیع است، آن طریقی که منتهی به هلاکت است. و آنانی که بدان داخل می شوند بسیارند. زیرا تنگ است، آن در و دشوار است، آن طریقی که منتهی به حیات است، و یابندگان آن کمند.
Yeah, it says, few find the way that leads to life.
کمند پیدا می کنند اون راهو.
Yeah. Few will be saved.
که نجات پیدا خواهند کرد.
Yeah, it says broad is the way that leads to destruction. Yeah,
but
it means there are many false religions.
خیلی مذهبای دروغی هست.
Many ways.
خیلی راه ها هست.
That will lead to destruction.
شما به نجات.
What ways?
چه راههایی؟
Yeah, Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism,
Buddha,
atheism. Yeah. You name it. Anything else? Than the true gospel that the Bible gives. And it says, many that be which go in there. Many people will be destroyed. Many will go to hell. That's exactly opposite from the doctrine of the strange doctrine that Mormons teach. Yeah, this is another diverse and strange doctrine. This is not Christianity. Now, go back to the strange doctrine I wanted to address. How do they explain these three levels of heaven? What Bible verse are they going to?
No,
I'm running out of time.
I know.
Go to 2 Corinthians 12:2.
2
Corinthians 12:2. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell, God knows. Such a one caught up to the third heaven.
نه دوم قرنتیان 12:2 شخصی را در مسیح میشناسم 14 سال قبل از این. آیا در جسم نمیدانم؟ آیا بیرون از جسم نمیدانم؟ خدا میداند.
First two. 2 Corinthians 12:2.
I know somebody. Oh yeah. I شخصی را در مسیح میشناسم 14 سال قبل در این. آیا در جسم نمیدانم؟ آیا بیرون از جسم نمیدانم؟ خدا میداند. چنین شخصی که در آسمان سوم رو بوده شده. این آسمان سوم بود.
It's a third heaven.
آسمان سوم.
And if you read a couple of verses further, you will say it says paradise. Yeah, we know that paradise and heaven is a synonym they used interchangeable. Yeah, I preached on that I think 2 weeks ago or something. But it says third heaven. What are the other two? Are they right? No. Here's the first heaven.
Yeah?
It's a sky. It's where the birds fly. Genesis 1. 7 and 8. Yeah. And God made a firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and evening and the morning were the second day.
و آبهای زیر فلک را از آبهای بالا بالای فلک جدا کرد و چنین شد. خدا فلک را آسمان نامید.
Yeah, God calls the firmament heaven. Skip to verse 20. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature and that life and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. Yeah, that's your first heaven where the birds fly.
اولین آسمان جایی که پرنده ها پرواز می‌کنند.
Here's your second.
Genesis 22,
Genesis 22, 17. And I'm just reading a few of them. Verse 17, sorry, 22 for 17. That in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and this and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies.
به یقین تو را برکت خواهم داد و نسلت را همچون ستارگان آسمان و مانند شنهای کناره دریا کثیر خواهم ساخت. نسل تو دروازه های دشمنانشان را تصرف خواهند کرد.
Yeah, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven.
Yeah.
What's the second heaven? Outer space.
سیاره‌ها.
Yeah, where the bodies that we can see are.
جایی که ستاره‌ها رو می‌بینی، پرنده نمی‌تونه توش پرواز کنه.
And of course the last
و آخرین آسمان.
Where God resides.
جایی که خداوند هرونش.
Yeah, there is only one heaven.
فقط یک بهشت وجود داره.
Where saved people go when they die.
که هر کسی که نجات پیدا کرده میره اونجا.
Yeah, the word Lestal is never mentioned in the Bible.
کلمه کتاب مقدس لستل.
Yeah, it's made up by Mormons.
مورمون‌ها ساختن این کلمه ها رو.
Now the words celestial and terrestrial are both mentioned in 1 Corinthians 15.
اول قرنتیان فصل 15.
And I don't have time anymore to go into that, but these have nothing to do with different levels of heaven.
Yeah.
It's all to point out that we receive a new body in the resurrection.
Yeah.
Read that at home. I'm going to close up. So Mormonism is a full-blown cult. Yeah, they believe in many diverse and strange doctrines.
Yeah,
I could fill another sermon just addressing these things.
Yeah.
So let me recap them.
Yeah.
They believe that every human being is a son of God, which is false. Yeah, we become sons of God the moment we get saved.
Yeah.
They believe that there are innumerable amounts of gods, which is false. There's only one God, no one before him, no one after him. They believe you can be baptized for the dead, which is false. Yeah, first of all, baptizing doesn't save anybody. And this is a doctrine that is not taught in the Bible.
Paul addressing heretics. Yeah.
They believe that your own blood can atone for your sin, which is false. Only the blood of Jesus can atone for our sins. He only is the Lamb without
blemish.
They believe that blacks can be far inferior, which is false.
Yeah,
all natures are from one blood.
Yeah.
They believe marriage is eternal, which is false. It is till death do us part.
Yeah.
In the resurrection, nobody will be married. Yeah, they believe in three levels of heaven where almost everybody is going, which is false. There's just one heaven, yeah, where the saints will go when they die, and it's few that shall find it. Yeah, the way to this life. Many will be destroyed. And that is why we need to be able to warn those who are influenced by
Mormons.
That's why we need to understand and know the scriptures, so we can show Mormons that are in a cult, that are in a false religion.
So
hopefully you can get them out of it.
Yeah,
because it is a satanic cult that leads them to hell. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.